Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 30th, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You know, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address, at our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Of course, you got to put the www thing in it, but if you Google prophecyhour.com, I'm sure you will find our website. Anyway, we are a national satellite radio program, and please pray about supporting airtime, because airtime does cost, and as you know, we don't sell anything on this program, and so we need your kind donations to keep us going. Okay, our program archives, that's what you need to know. Well, those can be found at prophecyhour.com. Over there also, in the main column, you'll see breaking news. I keep that going pretty much, where a lot of it is what you'd call secular news, things that you need to know about. I believe all news is related to Bible prophecy, but you'll find a lot of the breaking news over there and articles about Bible prophecy. When I see a good article, I'll post it there. You can sign up for those emails on the right. If you scroll down, it says PNS. You can subscribe there, and you'll get an alert every time one of those are sent out. Or you can just simply go to the blog site a couple times a day and have a look. Now, the blog site is very smartphone-friendly, and also our radio archives. If you scroll, just look right over there on the right, there's a place that says End Time Radio Archives, and that'll lead you to branch.thoughtomatic.com. Over there, you can find an app for your Android or for your iPhone. And so go over there, get you an app. And as I realize that at least 50% of the people that listen to radio nowadays, I hear, are listening on their smartphones. Okay, now a prayer, and we'll get right to the program. But one other thing I want to challenge you to do is share these radio programs with others. Help us get out there, get the word out there, and also that'll bring support for the Wichita Mission Church. Okay, now prayer. We'll bring on tonight's guest and see what he has to say. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray the radio goes according to your will and not mine, and nor our guest's will. Because, Father, you're the only one that knows what the truth is. You're the only one that knows how to really do radio. We don't know how to do anything, and we can't do anything without you. So we ask that you give us what to go out on radio, but give everybody out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, our guest tonight is Daniel Holdings. He's a former businessman and award-winning public speaker. He also is turned author. This native Californian often jokes that he just woke up from a few years ago. In doing so, he experienced a significant paradigm shift in his thinking. And that he has awakened has made him deeply aware of the intimate and dangerous transition that is about to be thrust onto the United States and the world. Events have brought mankind to the pinnacle of history, whether it's a certain global financial collapse, a sun going wild, UFOs, interloping planet in our solar system, increased interdimensional and demonic activity, or Israel being at the center of World War III. Daniel has joined the many voices in the warning of the approaching danger. This is not a simple conspiracy theory or alarmism. He's formed his opinions based on facts, however uncomfortable those facts may be. He has written three books. They are called 3 Days in the Belly of the Beast, As the Darkness Falls, and Between the Veil. He says that these books, while fiction, have turned out to be prophetic. He also is the host of the Hebrew Nation's radio program called Prepare the Way. I haven't ever heard him on radio, but we'll sure listen to him tonight. Welcome, Daniel. Are you there with me?
Pastor Dan, thank you so much, brother, for having me on tonight. It's an honor, and I'm looking forward to our discussion.
Well, amen. So, brother, how long have you been on the Hebrew Nation?
I haven't been on Hebrew Nation, but probably 2 or 3 months now. I had another blog talk show, The Cutting Edge. I talked about much of the same things that you talk about these days. And I've also done, you know, lots of guest appearances on radio over the years. So, but Hebrew Nation is a relatively new event.
Okay. Well, we'll have to check you out over there, and we encourage the listeners to do so. And also, your blog spot is danielholdings.com, is it not?
It is. Danielholdings.com is my website. There are articles I post there from time to time. A couple of interesting articles are on there for your listeners' benefit, and we can get into some of that tonight, I think, but pertinent to the discussion at hand, I think that they'll find those things interesting.
Amen. Well, I really like, I wanted to talk to you about CERN, and most people are really unaware of all these things that are going on with it, and you wrote a wonderful article about it, but as I was at Hebrew Nations, just before your article got posted, there was a girl over there that wrote one, also, and it really astonished me because she said something about seeing being. Why don't you take us into CERN for the people? What is CERN?
CERN is the European Organization for Nuclear Research. And don't ask me why it's called CERN. Those are the initials of the previous organization's name, and they just kept the initial CERN. But CERN is a kind of a blanket organization where these physicists are doing the various things that physicists do. Now, more pertinent to your question, I think, though, is they are operating something on the Franco-Swiss border called the Large Hadron Collider. So what's the Large Hadron Collider? The Large Hadron Collider, folks, is the world's biggest machine. And I'm not kidding. It is huge, and it's buried 600 feet underground. In addition to that, it is in a circle form, and it covers about 27 kilometers, which is about 17 miles wide, of this farmland on the border of France and Geneva. Up top, there are several what they call them L1, L2. These are facilities that you can enter into. The various elevators that will take you down to this machine. Now, what the machine is, it's basically this, Pastor Dan. It is they call it a beam tube, but it's basically this circular tube underground where they are running subatomic particles in parallel. And what they do is they take these beams of subatomic particles. They bring them into alignment, and they crash the particles together, thus making it an atom smasher. Well, the interesting thing is that in order to get the particles to go around in a circle, they have it in this they use magnets to bend the particles to go around in a circle. But the magnets get hot, and so they use a cryogenic system, a closed circuit, where they freeze these particles in these magnets at minus 231 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that is colder, folks, than the ex-planet Pluto on the outskirts of our solar system. That is mighty cold. So what they are doing down there, Pastor Dan, is research, apparently, is what they say. Now, you probably know this, but your audience may not. When they were operational 2 years ago, they were doing something, they were searching for what's called the God particle, or the Higgs boson. It is a subatomic particle that they believe if they could see it, it would confirm some of their theories about why things have mass. In other words, why things hold together. But isn't it interesting, Pastor Dan, that the Word tells us that the Father holds all things together by a band.
Yeah,
so they were looking for the scientific reason for this. Now, in addition to that, they closed down that facility in 2013 to revamp it, to make it more powerful. And their goal is to double the power that they were using back then. And it has just come back online this month in April of this year, and they're not even up at full power. They are doing calibrations and testing. But Pastor Dan, even with these very beginning experiments that they are doing, some of the things that they are causing are just downright scary, I think.
Yeah, amen. Let's talk about some of the more controversial things of it. And like, for instance, the day that they fired it up, there was an earthquake in Nepal.
Well, that was actually not only the day. That was the second time they fired up. Pastor Dan, it was at the exact moment they fired up.
Actually,
not when they fired up, but the exact moment when it hit its highest power. Now, folks, you got to understand something. This is a mechanism, a machine that is buried deep underground, and these waves, this force that it causes, just travels through the earth. And is it no wonder that we're seeing that kind of thing? But you know what, Pastor Dan, your audience could be listening to us and go, "Okay, that's just coincidence. It just happened to go off on that at the same time." Well, When they first cranked it up last week, they cranked it up and they were reporting that they hit, I think it was 5 TeV. TeV stands for trillion, get this folks, it stands for trillion electron volts. That's the power that they're putting through this thing. Now, they hit 5 TeV, at least they said they did, but they cut off the chart because this information is piped all throughout the world. So they cut off the chart and our sources say that it really looks like they hit at least 10 TeV, which is unbelievable, because if you understand that the last time they were doing experiments, they didn't go any stronger than 6 TeV. When you start looking at this kind of power, it can only, in the subatomic realm, it can only have repercussions in the real world that we see. Well, when they did that, they captured via SOHO A and SOHO B. Those are satellites that rotate around the sun, and they also look back at the earth to monitor the magnetosphere. That's the invisible shield around the earth to protect us from sun rays and radiation. Well, that magnetosphere, at the very same time they cranked it up and during, for the duration of that experiment, was being battered like it was being hit with a baseball bat. And then when the experiment stopped, it went back to normal. So you have two things. You have that evidence last week, and then the Nepal earthquake, which just happened a few days ago. I mean, it's unbelievable what this thing can do.
Well, some of the other reports I've seen and some of the things that I've been looking at is like what they're trying to do. Are they, you know, with this, we'll let you tell us about the goddess Shiva that's outside, but Point being, folks, these folks, I heard, and in fact, there was an article by somebody that's on your Hebrew Nation radio. She said as they were shutting it down the last time that they saw beings from another dimension, in it as they were shutting it down. There's a lot of talk about how these people are trying to open a portal or maybe, if you will, stargate to another dimension. And, you know, this may be, who knows? Some people were even speculating this could be a portal to the bottomless pit or to, you know, to let demonic things into our world. Now, what's amazing, did you see the video or happen to with the people doing this really weird dance outside of CERN?
No, I hadn't seen that.
There's a video, because I went exploring last night, so I'd be up on the subject to talk to you, and I came across a video I had never seen before, and sometime just recently, before they opened it up, in the platform area in front of CERN, they have what they called an opera, and they did this strange dance. These men and a woman did this strange dance that looked like some kind of a tribal dance, that you would be, you know, conjuring up other gods, something like if they were, and not, like if you might see black men doing in an African nation, you know what I'm talking about, swinging their arms around and doing that, but these men were doing it, they were fully dressed, they were dressed as CERN operators and had on CERN hard hats, and they were doing this weird dance in front of the portal. Now, to me, that's a little weird. What do you think?
Well, that's, Dan, we need to understand something about CERN. These scientists are agnostics or they're atheists, at least they proclaim to be, but they are very spiritual. They are very religious, but their religion is not your and my religion. Their religion is science, and they truly believe that there is, in fact, a parallel, the physicists are actually saying this, that there are parallel dimensions and interdimensions that we are going to be able to see, that we hope to see. So this is what they're trying to do. Now, when you couple that with the symbology that is just enveloped in CERN, when you mentioned one thing, the goddess Shiva that stands outside the main door of the facility, then there is this undertone of a religious mind. But you know, you said something about interdimensional beings, and I need to go back for just one second. In my book, I wrote my book, 3 Days in the Belly of the Beast. It has to do with the Large Hadron Collider. It's a fiction book. And somebody ran that book, as you know, Pastor Dan, they ran it in the Torah Code. They found it in the Torah Code, along with some of my name and some of the storylines in that book. The storylines have to do with CERN, and that befuddled me. I wondered why that was so important to the Lord that he put that in the Torah Code. Well, it come about that after that came out, another person sent me an article, and I think I told you this off the air. He sent me an article from an Austrian newspaper about the day that they ended up shutting down CERN in an unscheduled shutdown. And this article was from a mainstream Austrian newspaper. It was in German. I had it translated. And the article said, on the front page, said that they saw something on their computer screen, some interdimensional being on their computer screen. And it scared them so bad that they shut it down. And they came up with this story about there was a problem with the beam tubes or whatever the case may be. Now, the thing is, they squelched that article or that story, and they pulled all of those papers. It wasn't even in circulation for half a day, and they pulled all those papers. I just happened to get one from somebody that got it before they pulled it. Now, that was back in 2009. Pastor Dan, they have been looking for stuff like that since way back then. When you have physicists, now keep in mind, people, these are not just some nuts, right? They are, let me go back and tell you that the LHC, as I said, is the world's biggest machine. It costs billions and billions and billions of dollars to build and to run and to upgrade, for that matter. There's 100 different countries involved in this project, and over 10,000 scientists involved in this project. These are all big brain people, Pastor Dan. These aren't loons, right? These aren't fringe right. people. These people are supposed to be the smartest people on the planet, in other words. And they are fixated on interdimensional beings and parallel universes. Now, that should make all of us go, what? There was a physicist from CERN that came out most recently, just last month, and he stunned the world, and he said that CERN does, and he's on the project, he's one of the head guys. We don't know what the heck we're doing. We need to take a step back and consider the consequences of our actions. That's a CERN guy on the project. Even right. Stephen Hawking, the preeminent physicist of right. our time, has, although he didn't have any problems with CERN during the first experiments back 2013 and before, he has serious problems with the facility now and their experiments, because what he has said is that they are putting the Earth in jeopardy. Now, that just blows my mind. These people are in the know. They know what's going on, and they are very concerned at what's going on. So, okay, that's just physics, Pastor. That's just science, right?
Right, right.
However, you mentioned something. When we take a hard look at what they are doing and who they are and what their belief system is, I already said that it's a quasi-religious, you know, belief. They
right.
have the in a statue the Hindu god Shiva at the front of the facility. Folks, if you don't know who Shiva is the destroyer of worlds, is its title. And it's, what it does is it mythos is it destroys worlds and it remakes them in its own image. Now,
right.
Pastor Dan, you take everything we just covered, and then you just tell me that they did this weird kind of religious supernatural dance in front of this facility.
Yeah.
My friend, we are toying with, or not we, they are toying with things they do not understand, and it's not only going to come back to bite them, I dare say it will come back to bite all of us.
Okay, let me break in. We got less than a minute before break, and we can come back, talk a little more about this and some other things. But give them your website, please, real quick.
Sure, it's danielholdings.com, www.danielholdingswithanf.com.
Okay, and can you find your books over there?
That's right, and you know, I'm reminiscent. There's a package special on my books. If you want all my books, there's a package on there. You get 5% off from Pastor Dan because I know money's tight and your audience is important. If you order those books on my website, I will give your audience an additional 10% off. So it'll be a total of 50% off the full package. But you
okay.
have to tell me in the PayPal directions that you're going to be on Pastor Dan's show.
Okay, well, we got to go. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Terrific.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific. Unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless are poor, but we're also talking about the poor people that come to us from all around the city looking for things like clothing, food, Bibles. They're looking for the gospel. They're looking for miracles. They're looking for first aid. There's so many things that they come looking for. So it's not just some old homeless person that we're taking care of pushing a buggy. In fact, that's not really the picture of most homeless people, nor the drunken bum on the street corner. That's not a picture of a homeless person. We're living in an economy where moms, dads, and family are living in the street. So these people don't fit that old-time picture that you have of the homeless and poor. This is a much different thing. They're just like you and me. In fact, I hear that about every middle-class American, so to speak, is only a couple of paychecks away from losing their house and losing where they live. So pray about it. Why do so many people come to us for help? Why are we different? Well, love, that's the first answer. And then we treat them as family. We give them relationships. By giving them relationships, we're able to help them. We get on a one-to-one basis with them. And second, and beyond that, we don't have any set guidelines like programs. The only programs I have are radio programs. And notice I do call this programs and not shows. Shows are something that people do to put on a show. Entertainment. Well, you know what? I'm here to educate you. We're here to educate you, to help you. And so it is called a program. Anyway, people just walk in the door and they ask for help, and that is the rule. And if we don't have the way to fill the need, well, then we try and pray it in. We're not always successful, but a large percentage of the time we are. This is why even the agencies tell their employees about the Potter's Little Mission Church. You see, when their guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that, what, really has no budget? We are the very last hope for so many, and we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order. And you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com, or simply call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And now we're talking about the Hadron Collider, which I think could open up a portal to another dimension. In fact, it could rip the fabric of the planet. But we're talking with Daniel Holdings about that. He's an author, speaker, researcher, and radio talk show host on the Hebrew Nation. Are you still with me, Daniel?
I'm here, Pastor Dan, and thank you again for having me.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, some of the effects that this collider could have, am I wrong in saying this, could actually cause some of the effects that we see in the book of Revelation, like where the, you know, the earth gets scorched and so on and so forth. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is an interesting thing. You know, you look at so many things in prophecy and you wonder how these things could happen. Of course, people have written book after book about this over the years. And one of the books that is probably the best known that I read when I was in fact, I wasn't even a believer then. I thought it was science fiction, was The Late Great Planet Earth. It talked about all this interesting stuff. But even back then, Pastor Dan, we didn't have the science. We didn't have the technology that we have now. You mentioned that you thought this was a stargate or a portal that is opening up a gateway to another dimension. And it is, in fact, one of the things I talk about in my book, because in that book, in 3 Days in the Belly of the Belly of the Beast, the main character is indeed trying to do that. Remember I said that I wondered why, you know, the Father thought it was so important to put it into the Torah code. What Bryce Cooper, the hero, does, he wasn't a hero back then, but what he does is he is trying to bridge this gap between the seen world, the 3D world that we live in, and this other dimension. And, you know, the Word gave me this revelation about how things are laid out in our own world, and I relate that in that book. But I took that thought process and built this book on it. But lo and behold, when I took a step back and began to see all these things that were happening after I wrote the book, they are, in fact, Pastor Dan, trying to open up a gateway to the supernatural, is what I call it.
Yeah.
And somebody told me, actually this was Equil that told me this, he said, Daniel, he said, if you think about the Large Hadron Collider as a main lock, and if you can unlock a main lock, you can unlock all the other locks in a system. Well, Pastor Dan, that is exactly what they are trying to do. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is a portal to where? See, they think that they're going to see a parallel universe or an adjoining dimension, but where indeed are they trying to open up a doorway to? See, that's the question. They don't even understand this, because they don't believe in the supernatural. They don't believe in the Father. They don't believe in the God of creation, right? They don't believe him.
So they don't believe in the devil.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They're seeing, and remember, the Word says that Lucifer masquerades as an angel of light, right? So they see this being on their screen, and it's lit up, and it's an entity, and they go, ooh, wow, gee, let's see if we can talk to him. They have no idea that they are talking to a demon. They have no idea that they want to open up the very gates of the abyss.
Yeah.
Now that,
yeah, absolutely.
That should make all of us.
You know, a few years ago, my friend Stan Johnson at a Prophecy Club did a program, and he did a DVD on it, and it was good, but there's some more information out there. But, you know, he called it Stargates, Wormholes, and the Bottomless Pit. And we talked about it. And, you know, while I was convinced that this was important, you know, there just wasn't as much information as there is out there right now. But, again, I'll refer back to that. After I spoke with you yesterday, I went and did some more research. And you know what? I was really getting, for lack of a better word, kind of weirded out by the time I got done looking at everything I looked at last night. And because it's reality. You understand what I'm saying? That's what weirded me out, is that it's reality. I saw a way in this portal that, hey, wait a minute, there's a way that the bottomless pit could possibly be, or these demons from another dimension could all of a sudden be all over our planet. You know what I mean? This is a portal for the devil to come through, you know?
That's exactly right. You know, Yeshua went down, the word says that Yeshua went down, and he stole the keys of hell and death, right? People say, you know, he set us free from sin, right? That's not true. It says he stole the keys of hell and death, right? So that we don't have to die eternally, right? But the point is that there are keys to hell, right? Now, where else are there keys? Think back to your eschatological framework, right? Think back to Revelation. Where else do you see keys in the Bible?
Well, amen. You see the key of David.
Well, that's true, but you see, the Bible says that the abyss has keys, at the end of the age, that they're let out, that they get these keys and they're let out.
Well, who knows? Look, and I'm going to jump ahead of you on this. I know that's where you're going. Well, who's to say that the Father isn't allowing this to be opened up, you know? Because he allows or disallows everything.
Well, that's true, and he's not caught off guard or surprised by anything that's going on. But for that's the Father. But for their motivation, right? For the enemy's motivation, he thinks that he can usurp the Father's plan if he just kind of moves ahead a little bit and gets the keys and starts wreaking havoc over the world. And he's using these scientists who think they're so smart that they can do whatever they want to do. And I'm going to use this phrase, that they can do whatever they set their mind to do. Now, where do we remember hearing that phrase in the Word before?
I don't know.
It is the Tower of Babel, and that is exactly what Elohim said. If we don't stop them, they'll do whatever they set their mind to do. And so God put a stop to it. And these people think that they can do whatever they set their mind to do, and they are purposing to do that, but they are playing with fire. They have no idea who they are messing with, because, as you said, they don't believe in the devil, right? That's just some religious stuff that they don't even, it's not scientific, right? But they were playing right into his hand.
Yeah, you're going to find out how scientific it is.
Exactly.
Well, I'm serious. You know, any way you look at it, even if you took this off of a religious scale, so to speak, and you looked at it, you know, they could blow the planet up. You know, they've already caused an earthquake, clearly. You know, they could tear a hole in the outer atmosphere so that we would get burnt up. And they could lead, just because they see beings from someplace else, doesn't mean they're going to come over here and just be peaceful. You know, they're going to be benevolent. Let's let them in, right? Okay. Next story. You know. Well, really.
You know,
which brings me, what is this book? We are, might as well now. I want to hear about this for a second. Since you're working on a new nonfiction book called Mad Scientists and Other Wackadoos, are you going to address these people in this?
Well, you know, that's only one of the things that are going to be in that book. But, you know, the CERN is this whole different thing with, you know, physics and all that stuff. It's this quantum physics and theoretical physics. It's all this crazy stuff that they do. But we have practical, theoretical things that are going on in our world today, Pastor Dan, that are affecting our own lives. You know, they are messing with, geneticists are messing with our genome. They are trying to change our DNA. And if you don't believe me, if you have a daughter that is between the age of, I don't know, let's say 18 to, well, a newborn, right? There is a vaccine that they came out with just, was about 3 or 4 years ago. I forget the name of it. I'm just talking off the top of my head. This vaccine, it comes in 4 different shots. It is designed to vaccinate a woman from cervical cancer, right? That's what its purpose is.
I know the shot.
But in order to do that, they have to change your child's DNA. If you read the fine print, they are changing your kid's DNA. The things that we eat today, GMO foods, maybe the chemtrails that we see, these things are changing our DNA. So they are just tinkering with the genome. Now, if that wasn't weird enough, there is there have been reports of late, there was just last week, the Chinese have admitted that they are changing the DNA in an embryo. That they're changing a baby's DNA to make it like you want it to be even before it's born. Now, that is crazy. But that is not as crazy as the reports of using the DNA from 3 people to make a baby.
Right.
That's crazy. That report just came out about two months ago. And then there's also a report. There's also a report where they're using the DNA from 2 people of the same sex to make a baby.
Really?
Now, Pat,
okay.
Pastor Dan,
I got to say something. Okay, let's go with this. Number one, you know, we find one of the very first principles, or I call it a law. You can call it what you want. It's in the Torah, so we can call it Torah, which is the teachings. You know, in Genesis, in the very first, when he talks about the creation of the world, it talks about everything after its own kind. Everything after its own kind, and it was good, you know, and it goes on and on about that, and then you get up to Genesis 6, and you see everything's not after its own kind. The DNA was messed up because of the fallen angels that came down, and that's really why the world was destroyed, because of all the evilness that they brought. In fact, Noah was considered good in his generations, meaning that he didn't have a fallen angel in the woodpile. He had clean generations. So messing with DNA, that's the point. It's against the Father. All of these abominations. Go ahead.
That is exactly right. If you look at the original language, it says that his genes were pure. He was genetically pure. He didn't have Nephilim DNA in his lineage. So therefore, because this is, why is this important? Okay, this is crazy stuff, right? We're just talking crazy stuff. I don't know, folks, if you go to Genesis 6, you'll see it for yourself, right? Now, if you're the devil, if you were the devil and you knew that your time was short, I mean, if it's 5,000 years, it's still short to him in eternity. Now, if you were the devil and you knew your time was short, would you not try to intercept the birth of Messiah by corrupting the genome?
Yes, amen.
Because remember, David's DNA goes all the way back to Noah, and it goes all the way up to the Messiah.
Amen.
So if they could have corrupted the genome way back there, we would not have Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes,
not
amen.
Like he is.
Amen.
So so what are they doing now, Daniel? Well,
amen.
So I didn't say it. Yeshua said it in Matthew 24. He said, when you see these things happen, it will be as in the days of Noah. Does that mean that it's going to flood? The people are were sinning and they were doing all this. Well, yeah, they were sinning. We're still sinning. They're still sinning. That's not what he was talking about. Pastor Dan, he's talking about this stuff. He's talking about what you just said. When we would see science begin to try to corrupt our DNA and do all this other stuff, and folks, I hate to tell you, but I think, I don't know, I don't have any way to prove this, but I think that this is Nephilim technology. This, they got this technology from fallen angels, and we were just, Pastor Dan, we're doing the whole thing again. And sometimes mankind drives me crazy because we are falling right into their trap.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got it to accept, you know, for, we were, you know, my last program today, I was talking with a guy who wrote the book Crimes of the Educators, and it was talking about how they corrupted the teachings of the children and getting them to where they're at now, away from Judeo-Christian teaching. And that actually has led to why all this is acceptable. And so it's been going on a long time, but now it's all acceptable. I mean, the millennium, or I guess you call them millennials, don't you? The children, you know, they don't know enough about this because they don't have the right and wrong teaching in them. And so they don't care, you know, and people don't care. And so it's right there. It's predominant. All these abominations, you realize what's going to happen if they do same-sex marriage in this country by the Supreme Court. It's going to tear this country apart. And so we're in for it. I mean, you know, we're here. There's the point. We have arrived. Everybody keeps waiting until when the end times. The end times are here, don't you believe, brother? Don't you think we've arrived?
We are so far into the birth pains right now, folks. If you don't understand that we are in the birth pains, that the distance between those pains are increasing, then you're not paying attention because it is like, Pastor Dan, I don't have to tell you. I go to the news, and I cannot keep up with it. And I keep up with the news. I mean, it's what I do. I can't follow it fast enough because it's just one thing after another thing after another thing. You know, you were talking about DNA. This is the other thing that you know, it says that they corrupted all of flesh, right? That's what it says right in Genesis. Now, interestingly enough, one of the other things in that book that I'm working on are hybrids and transhumanism. They are mixing. You're right. It said, the word says that everything is made after its kind. But we think we as being human beings think we're so smart. They are mixing the DNA of creatures that do not belong together. So you get the dogs that are glowing green because they mix it with jellyfish. You have pigs that have noses on them. It's just crazy stuff that they're doing. And people don't even understand what they're doing. They just go back, they go to work. But, you know, we see this technology, and we see these things happening past the end. And there is this technological element of things that are going crazy. But, brother, I am telling you, true to the name of the second book, the title that the Lord gave me, as the darkness falls, darkness is falling on our world. And there is a spiritual element to what is going on here. And those people that you saw doing that dance in front of CERN, this is the spiritual element of things. I mean, you want to hear something crazy. When did all this start, Daniel? I mean, you're just talking crazy. It is crazy stuff, right? But you know all that talk, Pastor Dan, about 2012 and December 24th was going to be the end of the world, and I can't say no. Look, they don't get to pick the end of the world. Yahweh is in charge, and they don't get to pick the end of the world. But I said at the same time, this is a different year. Things are happening here that you cannot see. And in 2012, there were these Mayan, I'm not making this stuff up, there were these Mayan priests that came to the United States. There were 13 of them with 13 crystal skulls. I'm not making it up. Go back and read it. It's on the internet. You'll find it for yourself. It was widely publicized because the news was carrying this kind of thing. And they were doing a ceremony at key places throughout the United States to what? To open up portals. That's what their stated goals were. They stopped in St. Louis. Well, that's not far from Ferguson. And they said all across the country. They walked across the country, and they were doing a ceremony. The very last place that they did this ceremony before they went back down to the Mayan temple down in Mexico, the City of Angels in Los Angeles to open up portals. And it wasn't very long after that. Okay, nothing happened. They didn't do anything. Folks, if you look back at the turmoil that started in our nation and in the world, I dare say, you have to look back to 2012 because something happened and darkness started falling. And you can say that it's because of a geopolitical situation. You can say it's because of our president. You can say it's because of politics. You can say it's because the Republicans are never going to, it doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want to say. The fact is that it's a spiritual issue. And when you combine that with the technology that is going on today, Pastor Dan, you hit it right on the head. These are, in fact, the end times. This is the end of the age. We are in the birth pains. And I dare say that those things are ramping up, and before the end of the year, you're going to see things that are going to, that's going to make your head spin.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And, you know, one of the things that you just barely brushed on was transhumanism, you know, and the, and, you know, the singularity of our interaction with machines. There's a whole lot of things that, actually I've been looking for somebody to talk to, with about it. And you may just be that person. We ought to do a program on all that, some of that and other technology things, but, I do appreciate you being on with me. Tell us a little more about your website and your books. You got about 2 minutes or a minute and a half to give final thoughts, and then we'll say okay till next time. We'll do it again.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Dan. The website is danielholdings.com. That's www.danielholdings. And I'm dead serious. If you order the package on my website, it already has a 5% discount because you're a Pastor Dan listener. I will give you another 10% for a total of 15% on that site. But you have to order from my website. I don't have any control over Amazon or any place else. I can only do what I can do on my website. And if you in the PayPal directions, if you tell me that you heard about me on Pastor Dan's show, or you send me an email to the contact page, I will in fact reverse the charges and give it to you as a rebate or refund off of your order. On that website, you'll also find news. You'll find previous interviews that I've had or shows that I've done, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of good information. But more importantly, just like Pastor Dan's site, brother, I appreciate you so much and the things that you do for the community. They don't even understand what you do. Because I know it takes, I know what it takes me. I know it takes you hours and hours and hours to do what you do. And so I so much appreciate you. Like Pastor Dan's website, there's a bunch of good stuff on there for you to think about and to see. There's background on my books. There's interesting videos. There's all kinds of stuff. So feel free to go there. Now, as far as my closing thoughts, folks, this is not the time to be playing church. I'm not talking bad about church. I'm not talking bad about any one place. What I am telling you is this is the time to make sure that you are on your face before the Lord and that you are talking to him honestly, that we are repenting on a regular basis, not once, on a regular basis, that we are transparent with him, that we are tuned to his voice, that when he said go left or go right, we know his voice. Yeshua said, my sheep know my voice, and they will not follow. This is a time when we need to know his voice because it is getting very, very dangerous.
Okay, amen. I got to get you out of here, brother. I've only got a minute left myself. So you be blessed, and we'll talk again, I'm sure. We'll stay in contact.
Thank you, Pat.
All right,
thanks.
Be blessed. Thanks for being on. Well, folks, that was Daniel Holdings. Go over and check his site out. We've got a lot of good stuff. We'll get him back on again. And send him an email. Tell him you like the program. We must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church or Radio Airtime, which is both about the same thing. Pray about it. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.